Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, you made it to a Friday Eve, the Thursday edition of Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and you. High today, 91. Right now, 70. But not just 70, Dalton. A dry-ish 70.
A perfect 70.
I'll take, for July, this might as well be 45 degrees. This is fantastic.
It's as good as it gets.
Yeah, and it's not going to last long. Of course, Dr. Bill's full forecast coming up right now. We'll check the ride in. Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've got an overturned vehicle at St. Stephen's Road and Bear Fork Road. Officers are on the scene. Beyond that, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers not working any other accidents. And actually, it's pretty quiet if you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. For the 1065 split through Tillman's Corner and Theodore, Carroll Plantation, Old Pass, Cagoula, Highway 90 looking good. Whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, available 24 hours a day at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings, brought to you by Azalea Coffee Service, serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark Counties. For a free month of coffee service, call Wayne, 675-9178. Tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Call 675-9178. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a dry day with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now, 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
The performance was obviously not very good. He had a lot of problems. But what he showed more than anything else is that this whole thing has been 3 years of embarrassment and waste of time for our country.
And, of course, President Trump had a lot more to say after Mueller's testimony yesterday, which was a lot of saying, well, I don't know what was in the report. Mm-hmm. Aren't you the guy ahead of in charge of the report?
It has his name on it.
Yeah, there's that. I mean, they didn't call it the Orwig report, did they?
No,
I didn't. Here's Bob Constantini from Westwood One with more on what went on or didn't go on yesterday.
This is Bob Constantini at the White House, where President Trump looked skyward as heavy clouds were rolling in, delivering a new name for the Mueller investigation and Democrats forcing Mueller to testify.
The phony cloud, that's all it was. And they should be ashamed of themselves.
He called GOP members of both the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees warriors.
Republicans that defended something, and defended something very powerful, very important, because they were really defending our country.
The president was heading off to a fundraiser in West Virginia. Bob Costantini, the White House.
All right, so your take? Oh, yeah, we'll get that this morning on the text line and on the phone lines after 8. Text line anytime, and we take your phone calls after 8 o'clock at 343-0106. What do you think? I mean, I wasn't surprised. You and I had talked about yesterday this is going to be a chance for Democrats to go ahead and get on the record. They would read an excerpt from the Mueller report And then they would say, did you say that?
Mm-hmm.
Of course that it said that, because it was in the report. And, I mean, that was, just so you know, and listen, if all the tables have been turned, Republicans would have done the same thing. But what happened yesterday was the Democrats doing it, and they're doing it to get material for campaign ads.
Yeah, and going into yesterday, Nadler, who was in charge of that, the congressional committee there, Nadler, he was saying that he basically wanted to put the Mueller report in language and vocalize the Mueller report so that Americans can hear what was actually in it, because they don't believe any Americans actually read the Mueller report. But as you heard so many people say yesterday following this, in this instance, the book better than the movie version of the Mueller report, with everyone saying that with Mueller, you said it. He was repeating questions. He said, could you repeat that question?
Yes.
He didn't know what was in the report or not. He had legal representation right behind him to help with any questions that he might need answered. Off day for Robert Mueller, and like we expected, I don't think anyone changed sides yesterday with who they believe in.
No, absolutely not. A couple things I'd like to offer. First of all, if they would have gotten the Democrats, if they would have gotten actors to step in when they had their time, right? You know, they have time and yield time and all that stuff yesterday. If they would have had actors come in to read the excerpt instead of being the congresswoman from wherever, say, and doing this part, mm-hmm. you know, we'll have
Judy Dench.
Dame Judy, or we'll have, you know, whoever, whatever actor for the part mm-hmm. they want to have in, and have them read it. Okay, so that would be one idea. Another one would be the word exculpate or exculpatory, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't you think there was a lot of exculpatory?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's the pronunciation of the word. It's what happened to my? Okay, we didn't have. I thought that was going to be the, because you know online they have like the robot voice.
Yeah, that says it twice. Exculpatory.
Yes. Right. So. Exculpatory law, in law, exculpatory describes evidence which tends to justify or exonerate an accused person's actions and tends to show that they had lack of criminal intent. It is the opposite of inculpatory evidence, which tends to incriminate or prove guilt. So even though X, because there's an X in it, X, mm-hmm. exculpatory, which was said by Robert Mueller, what, 116 times?
At least.
Yesterday, and people hear that, and that mm-hmm. word, you know, I heard people, oh, they're saying it's exculpatory.
Mm-hmm.
Exculpatory describes, once again, the evidence here, describes evidence which tends to justify or exonerate an accused person's actions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just point that out.
Yeah, and the Democrats are rolling with. You saw it on CNN on that strolling
across
the screen.
I didn't because I didn't watch CNN.
Well, you didn't watch.
I didn't want to get ill.
But there were screen caps going around yesterday, screenshots, and they're sticking with the report does not exonerate the president. You'd think that they would have more after, what was it, 4.5, 5 hours yesterday of having Mueller in front of different committees, and still, just like before, they're saying, well, the report doesn't completely resolve Trump from any guilt.
And listen, it doesn't. And Mueller has done that. But what I'm saying is that's not new information. I don't think that it somehow diminished the issues that, if you want to use them politically, if you're somebody who is, you know, resigned to the fact that the president was somehow involved, he's a Russian mole or something like that, that you probably were reinforced yesterday. But to say there was some new evidence or the fact that they vocalized it changed things, I don't think so. But that's why we have a text line and a phone line to hear from you at 343-0106. 615, we'll check in with News 5 next.
It's the flashback sale at Mattress Firm. Right now, get up to $400 off throwback deals on beds. Plus, we're celebrating the year we were founded with a special price from 1986. A Sleepy's Queen mattress for just $169. Talk about a totally bodacious deal. But hurry in, these awesome blasts from the past savings won't last forever. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man walking on Cottage Hill Road was killed last night. He was hit by a car between Demetropolis and University Boulevard. News 5 was at the scene. We are working to get more information from police this morning. A man on I Street in Pensacola woke up to the sound of gunshots.
I heard shoot, but I Thought it was firecracker, man.
The victim was shot in his hip right outside Paul Wilson's home. Pensacola police are looking for the shooter, a 19 or 20-year-old man with short dreadlocks. He was seen leaving in a gray four-door car. More than 3 months after the crime, a man is arrested for a murder that happened at a Mobile sports bar. Police found 34-year-old Demetrius Anderson in Atlanta. He is charged with the shooting death of 42-year-old Tito Smith. The shooting happened at Fat Tuesday Sports Bar on April 5th. The Pensacola Bay Oyster Company is looking for the person who stole 17,000 oysters. The company is offering reward for information leading to an arrest. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Johnny's RV is now Johnny's premier boat and RV. The same trusted family-owned RV center that's been around for over 20 years offering Godfrey pontoon boats and hurricane deck boats. Now Johnny's is bigger than ever with hundreds of used RVs on the lot, over 50 that are under $10,000. Plus a full-time parts and service department to keep you on the road or in the water. Johnny's premier boat and RV supercenter, Highway 90 and Theodore, just a mile west of I-10, exit 15A. Johnny's, home of the sweet deal.
The Green Bay Packers release a fan favorite. Tennessee's Kevin Byard becomes the highest paid safety in NFL history. And the Washington Nationals and Philadelphia Phillies are catching up to the Atlanta Braves. It's 617 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In NFL news, the Green Bay Packers surprisingly released veteran defensive tackle Mike Daniels one day before the Packers opened training camp today. According to reports, the Packers tried to trade the 30-year-old Daniels, but when those efforts failed, they decided to release him. The move saves the Packers just over $8 million and puts them $15.29 million under the salary cap. Daniels was selected by Green Bay in the fourth round of the 2012 NFL draft. In seven seasons with the Packers, he started 72 games and recorded 333 tackles and 29 sacks. Some good news and some bad news for the Tennessee Titans yesterday. First, the bad news. Pro Bowl left tackle Taylor Lewan will reportedly be suspended 4 games by the NFL for a failed drug test. Lewan was the first to announce that he tested positive for the banned substance Ostarine and is now facing a suspension. In a video posted to his social media, Lewan said that he never knowingly took the performance-enhancing substance and even passed a polygraph test to prove it. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that Lewan's A sample tested positive this summer, but that the results of his B sample have not yet come back. If the samples match, he would face a 4-game suspension regardless of whether he knowingly took the substance. The good news for the Titans is that they've locked up their best defensive player for 5 more years. The team announced yesterday that they've come to an agreement with all-pro safety Kevin Byard on a 5-year, $70.5 million contract that will make Byard the highest-paid safety in league history. Byard's entering his fourth season now with the Titans after being drafted in the third round in 2016. He started all 32 games over the past 2 seasons, recording 124 solo tackles and 12 interceptions. In some NBA news, New Orleans Pelicans rookie Zion Williamson will sign his much-coveted shoe contract with the Jordan brand. According to Darren Revelle from the Action Network, Williamson's shoe deal with Jordan Brand extends 5 years and is worth $75 million, the richest annual rookie shoe deal in NBA history. The 2018 Naismith winner averaged 22.5 points and 9 rebounds per game at Duke last season and led the Blue Devils to the Elite Eight. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves fell to the Kansas City Royals for the second night in a row, 2-0. Royals pitcher Brad Keller was the star of the game. He pitched 7 scoreless innings and brought in both Royals runs on an RBI single. In other games, the Washington Nationals beat Colorado in both games of a doubleheader, 3-2 and 2-0. Washington's now only 4 games back of the Braves in the NL East division. The Philadelphia Phillies shut out Detroit 4-0. Chris Bryant, Javier Baez, and Albert Almirola each homered, leading the Chicago Cubs past San Francisco 4-1. Here's Bryant's 2-run homer in the third inning.
Baez takes off for third. Bryant, a high fly ball, deep left center, carrying it is gone.
The Cubs snapped a 3-game losing streak with the win. St. Louis beat Pittsburgh 14-8 with Cardinals slugger Paul DeJong hitting 3 homers. Here's his third of the night.
And DeJong hits one out to deep center at the wall. It's gone. Paul DeJong does it again. It's a 3-home run night.
Cardinals have now won four games in a row. San Diego beat the Mets 7-2, and Milwaukee defeated Cincinnati 5-4. In the American League, Tampa Bay beat Boston 3-2. The Yankees won another high-scoring game over Minnesota 10-7. Justin Verlander struck out 11 in six innings, leading Houston past Oakland 4-2. And the LA Angels beat the LA Dodgers 3-2. In minor league ball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to Pensacola 4-2. Bay Bears scored the first two runs of the game in the third inning, but Pensacola would add a run in the fourth and three more runs in the fifth for the win. Mobile's now lost six games in a row and will try to get back in the win column tonight with a doubleheader in Pensacola. First game is scheduled to begin at 5 p.m. It's 6:21 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Get out of that long boat ramp line and head to Yellowhammer Fishing, Mobile's only local kayak and paddleboard dealer. Kayaks and fishing accessories for our local waterways. Open now in Theodore, next to Hood's, or see all the brands at Yellowhammer Fishing on Facebook.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have an overturned vehicle, St. Stephen's at Bear Fork Road. Be careful. Officers are on the scene. It shouldn't be affecting too much traffic. It looks like it's a good ride from Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt and 65, and no problems traveling downtown. Cross the Bayway towards the Eastern Shore, Daphne and Spanish Fort, you're clear. This week at Deep South Speedway, I-10, Loxley Exit, and 4 miles north on the left. It's a summer shootout with the 602 Dirt Late Models tomorrow and Saturday. Full race programs, Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 6:23 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Let's check in with our friend Katerina Lukatich from News 5. A lot to talk about this morning. Katerina, thanks for your time.
Hey, morning, John.
Yeah, what the... Okay, put it in very technical terms. What in the heck went on last night?
Chaos.
I mean, vehicular chaos. What? Explain where you are and what the story is.
Okay, yeah. So I'm at the Waffle House in between University and Demetropolis on Cottage Hill Road. And so these night shift employees saw a whole lot of car carnage last night. So the first one happened around 10 o'clock last night. They say that a man who is a regular at the restaurant lives in the neighborhood across the street. So he was leaving the Waffle House, walking across the street. He got hit by one car, and then they say he got run over by a second car. Oh. And so he was hit and killed there on the scene here. And then about a few hours later, around 4:30 this morning, a woman lost control of her car at the intersection of Cottage Hill and Demetropolis. It looks like, from what we can tell, she took out a street sign, came through the old gas station there, hit a tree in front of the Waffle House, went through the entranceway, hit the sign for the shopping center, and then completely spun out, landing in the parking lot there. She had to be extracted from the car by firefighters. They took her to the hospital. Not sure just how seriously she's hurt. But really, if you looked at the car, amazing that she's alive.
Yeah, you were saying, I'm picturing that area you're talking about. That's quite a distance mm-hmm. before the car came to a stop.
Yeah, it's pretty far. It's about a quarter mile, and from the corner of Demetropolis and Cottage Hill, she was dragging this street sign all the way with her because the pole for the street sign is sitting in front of the Waffle House.
I mean, I know this is early on in the investigation, but I mean, I think a lot of us are scratching our heads saying, what could have happened?
Yeah, and that's the question, is what caused her to lose control of the car.
Katerina, I'm looking at the picture that I imagine you took out there on the scene, and see her vehicle from this morning's accident, not last night's accident, but she's between, it looks like, the churches and the McDonald's. Did she strike any buildings or any more signs after hitting that initial sign at the intersection?
Well, she hit the initial sign at the intersection, came through, hit a tree in front of the Waffle House, flipped a curb, hit the street sign that shows what all businesses are in the shopping center. And that's what caused her to spun out. So she hit a few signs and a few trees, but amazingly didn't hit any buildings.
And then you have, of course, that's preceded by this pedestrian that was hit and then run over crossing Cottage Hill there at the Waffle House. Imagine the employees there must be just wondering what the heck is going on there near their restaurant.
Yeah, they said it was a really crazy night, and you know, they saw both happen right in front of them.
Wow. Katerina, thank you for the update. We'll check back with you soon.
All right. Thanks, Ron.
All right, Katerina Lukatich from News 5, checking in. You know, the part of that is something that we've talked about a bunch on this show over time, and that is the people walking across the street. I don't know. You just had another. You're coming down 90 this morning?
Yeah, this morning coming to the studio, driving down 90, and, you know, pretty empty streets this morning, as usual, right around 4:35 a.m., and it was strange. A couple people walking the same direction that I'm driving. So I think you're supposed to walk against traffic.
That would be correct. Yes, I keep asking that question. That's the way I was trained.
And I also believe you're not supposed to walk in the road. But I had a couple people walking in the fast lane.
They're walking in the fast. They should be walking in the slow lane, not the passing lane.
Yeah, they weren't moving near fast enough to be walking in the fast lane. But that's where they were. Luckily, I saw them. I mean, and it was a part of the road where there aren't streetlights. So I just happened to see them quite a ways out, got over, thought they might get into the median, because there's a pretty big median right there on 90. Plenty of room for you to stand in the grass.
Right.
But no, they stayed in the fast lane. I travel down Cottage Hill a lot, usually during the day, and you'd be amazed. It sounds like right there with this guy last night got hit by a vehicle while he was crossing the road. You'd be amazed at how many people cross the road between that church's and Waffle House. And that's because, like Katerina said, there's a neighborhood on the other side, and they're, I guess, going to eat.
Okay, but you cross these things when there's not vehicles. See, I see this coming to work. Two things. People that are walking in the middle of the road, getting exercise at 4-something in the morning when I'm coming in, that just, I guess they assume, and thank goodness most of them have the lights on their, you know, on their bodies and all that stuff, that, you know, like green or blue lights or whatever. But I guess they assume that I'm not going to hit them. But I mean, I just, my nature, and I mostly walk in Municipal Park or in the Botanical Gardens because I don't want to walk on the streets. But when I am on the street, I get out of the way because I have no idea who that person is behind the wheel, and I don't trust it. You got to cross Cottage Hill to go from the Waffle House to the neighborhood. Fine, do it when there's no cars around. Don't ever assume that the person driving that car is competent.
Man, deadly night on Cottage Hill.
That's for sure. 6:27. We'll be right back.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A high-speed chase through Baldwin County last night with speeds over 100 miles per hour. The chase began in Gulf Shores, went through Foley and into Summerdale. Foley police confirmed the driver got away. We're working to find out what started that chase. The Pensacola Bay Oyster Company is looking for the person who stole 17,000 oysters. The company says 35 empty bags were found tossed into the woods near the beach in East Bay, where it leases waters for oyster harvesting. Company is offering reward for information leading to an arrest. Mobile police are investigating a shooting. Around 7 o'clock last night, officers responded to Athey Road near Valdez Drive. That's in the Overlook area. Police are looking for the person who shot a man in the leg. The victim's injuries are not life-threatening. Gulf Shores police are investigating the cause of a crash involving 8 vehicles. This happened Tuesday afternoon on Highway 59. The chain reaction rear-end collision sent 4 people to the hospital. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Talking with Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino, we've heard about the faulty 3M earplug cases out there. How do y'all prove people have had damages?
This is a very unique case. We can look at a person's history diagnostically. And what I mean by that is we take every hearing test, they're called audiograms, through the service member's history. And everyone has a baseline audiogram before they're allowed to enter the military. And you can't have bad hearing and go in the military. We're seeing that everybody has fine hearing when they enter the military. And then we track every single audiogram. We chart it out and we create this really cool, unique graph that shows that when 2003 came along and they were issued these earplugs, their hearing just plummeted. And we're seeing that time and time again through actual audiograms. And that's an objective test. You can't argue with that.
All right. So how do we get a personalized assessment of our damages?
All you have to do is call Taylor Martino. You can find our number by Googling Taylor Martino Law Firm, Mobile, Alabama.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature indoors. will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
FM Talk 106.5 is proud to present Chad Prather and the Star-Spangled Banter Comedy Tour.
Nobody yet has stopped me for using a phrase such as y'all or gonna or fixin' to. Yet you say it makes me sound less than intelligent. You can stop listening. In fact, nobody ever invited you into the conversation. It's okay. Just walk away.
Don't miss Chad Prather Friday, October 4th at the Mobile Civic Center Theater. Tickets available now at fmtalk1065.com, ticketmaster.com, or the Mobile Civic Center box office for the Chad Prather Star-Spangled Banter Comedy Tour.
Two new missiles fired into the sea by North Korea last night may not be able to reach the U.S., but they can hit South Korea, and that's causing concern in Seoul.
South Korean officials believe these were a new kind of short-range missile that North Korea was testing. One of them flew just over 400 miles, the other under 300 miles. Both of them shot into the waters east of the Korean Peninsula.
Will Ripley reporting. Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rosselló announced via Facebook last night he will resign August 2nd. Conceding power after nearly 2 weeks of political upheaval touched off by a leak of his crude and insulting chat messages. The House Judiciary Committee isn't finished investigating President Trump and may file lawsuits as soon as today, trying to force former White House counsel Don McGahn and others to testify. Britain's main opposition Labour Party has rejected calls for an immediate vote of no confidence in the day-old government of Prime Minister Boris Johnson. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Boeing is warning that it might have to halt production of the 737 MAX if grounding continues much longer. If hurdles with regulators worldwide continue, Boeing says it will consider reducing or shutting down production of the 737 MAX entirely. But CEO Dennis Muilenburg is confident the plane will be back in the air by October. L. Brand says its board of directors has hired an outside law firm to conduct a review of financier Jeffrey Epstein's role at the retail company. Epstein served for about two decades as the personal money manager for longtime CEO Leslie Wexner. Former executives say he also inserted himself into the business, buying a plane from the company for $10 million and trying to offer input on which women should be Victoria's Secret models. Epstein was indicted in New York on federal sex trafficking charges stemming from an alleged scheme to exploit underage girls. Crude oil trading at $56.38 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Poly Grip.
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing. The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
No, I mean a good morning. Another nice morning out there.
Yeah, and we finally at the airport have dropped below 70 degrees at the 69 degrees right now, but nice. We had a lot of 60 readings around, just a couple of them here over in Locksley, 66 degrees. Quite a few of them in the 67, 68 degree numbers. But Mount Vernon, 62
yes.
This morning.
I'm heading up.
Yes.
I'm heading up. What's up, North Mobile County? That's are we setting, is this record book kind of stuff or not?
No, no record, but this time of the year, the records are in the 60s, usually down around the mid-60s or, here in Mobile. We finally got below the 70-degree mark. We didn't do it yesterday. We're going to warm up today to around 90 degrees this afternoon. That sounds bad, but the humidity will still be on the low side, so it won't be that unpleasant. The wind was out of the north yesterday. It'll be out of the east this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll see a low around 70. Could make it into the upper 60s again. And then tomorrow, we have a chance of an isolated thunderstorm or two in the afternoon. Should be mostly sunny. And the high temperature tomorrow will be in the upper 80s. Over the weekend, a little better chance, particularly on Sunday, for some afternoon thunderstorms. It'll be mostly sunny for Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday. The highs in the upper 80s. And as we look at the early part of next week, typical weather for this time of the year, a few afternoon thunderstorms, and high temperatures around 90 degrees. Now, that weather front that brought us the dry air is still out over the Gulf of Mexico. It's more toward the central portion of the Gulf. But over the weekend, it's going to drift to the north as a warm front and get a little closer to the coast. And that's going to help produce those afternoon thunderstorms. We also were looking at the possibility of a low-pressure area developing along that front that might become a tropical system. But right now, conditions are not favorable for that to happen. We'll continue to watch it, but it looks like we'll just have some afternoon thunderstorms over the weekend.
All right. What about elsewhere in the tropics? What are you watching?
It's starting to become a little more active in the way of thunderstorms out in the Atlantic. Good indication that the deep water areas are warming up. There is a strong tropical wave coming off the African coast, but of course it has to make it across that cold ocean current. If it does, then it may organize once it gets out into the open Atlantic. Caribbean is quiet right now, and the Gulf of Mexico, nothing in the way of tropical. It's we have that stationary front along the middle of the Gulf of Mexico at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast and his eye on the tropics. He does that all hurricane season long. Hey, by the way, the video that you shared the other day on Twitter, at Dalton Norwig, mm-hmm. people need to follow you, is now making the TV rounds with the bison attacking that girl from Florida. The bison's the big bull.
Big
bull is doing what he's supposed to do. I remember back in the 1980s, that we were in Yellowstone Park, my first time in Yellowstone as a kid, and Dad was outside the camper, the Jamboree camper we had rented. We rented in Salt Lake and drove a big loop up through the Grand Tetons and up through Yellowstone and back down. And I remember Mom yelling at him to get back in because he was outside the vehicle taking pictures of bison back then. And my mother was correct. You hear that, Mom? My mother was she was correct, because if you look at the history of attacks in the park, and there have been usually there's some kind of, I'd say maybe not even once a year, but maybe it is once a year now, some kind of interaction or mauling grizzly bear on person. Mm-hmm. Every few years there's a maybe every 10 years there's a fatality from a grizzly inside Yellowstone National Park, which is by the way, it's, let's see, more grizzlies now than ever before because of some things going on in Montana.
So one a year isn't bad.
No, it's not bad. They had 114 million people in the park last year. Oof. I mean, the odds are greater that, you know,
get struck by lightning.
Yeah, but, well, maybe not, but close to it, right? Yeah. I mean, it's not exact. But so everybody thinks about the grizzlies in Yellowstone, but the bison end up doing more. They some fatalities, but trampling and injuries and all that because, well, they're bison, mm-hmm. and they're wild animals, and they were, you know, God had them developed to defend themselves against wolves, you know, against grizzly bears.
I mean,
they have a, and you get too close. People look at them and think a national park is a zoo. It is not a zoo. And heck, at the zoo, people get attacked. It's not a petting zoo. Mm-hmm. This isn't a giant llama. Is a bison, and I'm sorry for this child. I know she's 9. The parents are who I'm PO'd at for letting her get that close and put in that situation to where it could happen. I mean, this is, People get this idea that everything is like a Disney show or something. It's a wild animal, and its job is to survive. And if it thinks that thing is a threat, it's going to do what it does. It's going to charge, and it's going to hook them horns.
And they completely left her in the dust.
The grown-ups ran away from the child.
Yeah, she didn't even enter the shot until they had left to the right side of the
screen. Maybe they didn't see her. I mean, that's the only defense I can have, because, I mean, as a parent, you're supposed to take the lick. It stinks, but you're supposed to take the lick. That's your job, to take the lick for the child.
Yeah, people watch way too much TV now. I don't think it would be good for the tourism numbers, but I don't know. They might have to start putting a screen up with YouTube videos of animal attacks gone wrong.
They've got material in Yellowstone telling you.
Yeah.
Leave the bison alone. Don't. I don't know if it's a technical term, but don't monkey with the bison.
Right. I am glad to see that it appears the little girl who was hit by the bison is doing well, and that's why I can say just an A-plus flip off that. I mean, the bison picked her up and tossed her. I think he was getting her out of danger, if you watch it. He threw her out of the screen, and she had a flip almost like you see if you're watching bull riding and the bullfighters.
That's what you and I ended up watching. Once we knew the child was all right, you and I did go watch highlights of bull riders and rodeo clowns getting flipped.
But this video comes just a couple weeks after another video from the Smokies. I don't know if they were in Gatlinburg or where in northeast Tennessee. But you had bears crossing the road in this, I guess, park, which is pretty common up there in the Smokies.
Yeah, because that's where they live. There's the black bears
crossing the road, mm-hmm. and you had a couple cubs and mama bear. And this guy steps out like he's going to stop mama bear from crossing the road. He puts his hand up, hold on.
Like he's playing crossing guard?
Yeah, he was a crossing guard, and Mama Bear, trying to keep up with her cubs, just takes one step at him, and he just runs away as fast as he can. But people, even though they are fuzzy and have hair, these things can kill. You got to watch out when you're out there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, just, you know, and most people, well, not, I would say most people, but they don't, even with predators or, you know, a bear's an omnivore, not just a carnivore. But people get this idea, because bison's not a carnivore, mm-hmm. that they're fine. They are gigantic critters. If you've ever been near them, they are huge. And their job is to stay alive. And if they think something's going to keep them from staying alive, they're going to take care of business.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to fight.
TCB, baby. 6:43. We'll check traffic next. Talking about Buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscapes about poolscapes. What is a poolscape?
Essentially, the landscaping around a pool. Not just plants or trees, shrubs, flowers. It really is the hardscape around it. Pavers, patios, walkways. If you need a wall around a poolscape, it really does help. Really, it's hot this time of year, so we're putting in lots of shade structures like pergolas or sail shades. Not just palm trees to add shade, but, you know, physical structures. And then we do come in after that and add trees and shrubs and grass and flowers to soften all of that up and make it fit into the rest of the landscape.
But y'all are bringing in the physical structures as well, like the shade sails and the pergola.
It's a really important aspect of the work that we do, and we try to think of everything from the architecture of the house and what's going on, how you're going to use the space. It's just an important part of the program that we implement.
All right, we're going to make our pool literally and figuratively cooler. How do we get in touch with you?
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com, any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. You can give us a call, 251-626-3309.
Good morning, everyone. From the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a good ride from Daphne, Spanish Fort, again across the Bayway and the Causeway. Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers just clearing up one accident now. An overturned vehicle at St. Stephen's Road and Bear Fork Road. Pritchard Police Department on the scene. No other delays or accidents in the roadways. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate with over 40 years' experience and guaranteed color matching on your vehicle. It's Bay City Collision, 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
I think Robert Mueller did a horrible job, both today and with respect to the investigation. But in all fairness to Robert Mueller, he had nothing to work with.
Had no material, said the president, and it's something very akin to what the Wall Street Journal says in the editorial section.
Yeah, the editorial board, Wall Street Journal, out this morning, they said, "The Mueller Show is a bust." That's the headline, and they slam it home in the very last paragraph of this editorial. "The show was such a bust that we wonder why Democrats were willing to put Mr. Mueller on the public spot. They know he's slowing down as his halting and sometimes confused performance demonstrated. Democrats gambled that they could outsource an impeachment probe probed Mr. Mueller, who would give them the public drama they needed to proceed. Instead, they embarrassed Mr. Mueller and dashed their own impeachment dreams. But at least Mrs. Pelosi is pleased that she doesn't have to impeach.
What a sentient take from the Wall Street Journal. Good stuff. 6:45. We'll check news next from Channel 5.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man walking on Cottage Hill Road was killed last night. He was hit by a car between Demetropolis and University Boulevard. News 5 was at the scene. We are working to get more information from police this morning. A man on I Street in Pensacola woke up to the sound of gunshots.
I heard the shoot, but I thought it was firecrackers, man.
The victim was shot in his hip right outside Paul Wilson's home. Pensacola police are looking for the shooter, a 19 or 20-year-old man with short dreadlocks. He was seen leaving in a gray four-door car. More than 3 months after the crime, a man is arrested for a murder that happened at a Mobile sports bar. Police found 34-year-old Demetrius Anderson in Atlanta. He is charged with the shooting death of 42-year-old Tito Smith. The shooting happened at Fat Tuesday sports bar on April 5th. The Pensacola Bay Oyster Company is looking for the person who stole 17,000 oysters. The company is offering reward for information leading to an arrest. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloni.
Visit your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest today for a full line of the highest quality all-natural CBD products in the industry. Your CBD store products go through extensive third-party testing to ensure that what's on the label is in the bottle. Your CBD store of West Mobile's caring, compassionate staff helps you choose the best products for your individual needs. Owner Joe Brown's offering 20% off your first purchase if you mention FM Talk, so why wait? Your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest and Greelot, where good health hits home.
The Green Bay Packers release a fan favorite. Tennessee's Kevin Byard becomes the highest paid safety in NFL history. And the Washington Nationals and Philadelphia Phillies are catching up to the Atlanta Braves. It's 6:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In NFL news, the Green Bay Packers surprisingly released veteran defensive tackle Mike Daniels yesterday, one day before the Packers open training camp today. According to reports, the Packers tried to trade the 30-year-old Daniels, but when those efforts failed, they decided to release him. The move saves the Packers just over $8 million this year, puts them $15.29 million under the salary cap. Daniels was selected by Green Bay in the fourth round of the 2012 draft. In seven seasons with the Packers, he started 72 games and recorded 333 tackles with 29 sacks. Some good news and some bad news for the Tennessee Titans yesterday. First, the bad news. Pro Bowl left tackle Taylor Lewan will reportedly be suspended 4 games by the NFL for a failed drug test. Lewan was the first to announce that he tested positive for the banned substance Ostarine and is now facing a suspension. In a video posted to his social media, Lewan said that he never knowingly took the performance-enhancing substance and even passed a polygraph test to prove it. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that Lewan's A sample tested positive this summer, but that the results of his B sample had not yet come back. If those samples match, he would face a 4-game suspension regardless of whether he knowingly took the substance. The good news for the Titans is they've locked up their best defensive player for 5 more years. The team announced yesterday that they've come to an agreement with all-pro safety Kevin Byard on a 5-year, $70.5 million contract that will make Byard the highest-paid safety in league history. Byard's entering his fourth season after being drafted in the third round by the Titans in 2016. He wasn't even invited to the NFL Combine before being drafted. Now he's the highest paid safety in NFL history. In some NBA news, New Orleans Pelicans rookie Zion Williamson will sign his much-coveted shoe contract with the Jordan brand. According to Darren Revelle from the Action Network, Williamson's shoe deal with Jordan Brand extends 5 years and is worth $75 million, the richest annual rookie shoe deal in NBA history. The 2018 Naismith winner averaged 22.5 points and 9 rebounds per game at Duke last season, led the Blue Devils to the Elite Eight. In the major leagues yesterday, the Atlanta Braves fell to the Kansas City Royals for the second night in a row, 2-0. Royals pitcher Brad Keller was the star of the night. He pitched seven scoreless innings and brought in both Royals runs on an RBI single. In other games, the Washington Nationals beat Colorado in both games of a doubleheader, 3-2 and 2-0. Washington's now only four games back from the Braves in the NL East Division. The Philadelphia Phillies shut out Detroit 4-0. Chris Bryant, Javier Baez, and Albert Almora each homered, leading the Chicago Cubs past San Francisco 4-1. Here's Bryant's two-run homer in the third inning.
Baez takes off for third. Bryant, a high fly ball, deep left center, carrying it in.
Cubs snapped a three-game losing streak with the win. St. Louis beat Pittsburgh 14-8, with Cardinals slugger Paul DeJong hitting three homers. Here's his third of the night.
And DeJong hits one out to deep center. At the wall, it's gone! Paul DeJong does it again. It's a three-home run night.
The Cards have now won four games in a row. San Diego beat the New York Mets 7-2, and Milwaukee defeated Cincinnati 5-4. In the American League, Tampa Bay beat Boston 3-2. The Yankees won another high-scoring game over Minnesota 10-7. Justin Verlander struck out 11 in six innings, leading Houston past Oakland 4-2. Seattle beat Texas 5-3. Cleveland shut out Toronto 4-0. And the LA Angels beat the LA Dodgers 3-2. In minor league ball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost their sixth game in a row, losing to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 4-2 last night. They'll try to get back in the win column tonight with a doubleheader in Pensacola. First game is scheduled to begin at 5 p.m. 6:52 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. We've had a perfect start so far this morning. Keep in mind, again, at Fondy Elementary, we'll have school back at Cottage Hill and Azalea. In the next hour or so, it's going to be pretty busy, so keep that in mind with officers running extra radar. So far, it's quiet there and across the Bayway coming in from the Eastern Shore. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
This information update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market. This week, enjoy Allegri Farm grown okra for $1.29 per pound, red, white, or black grapes 99 cents per pound, and jumbo eggs for only 99 cents per dozen. Open 7 days a week, Allegri Farm Market in Daphne. Fresh from our farm to your table.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a dry day with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The U.S. Space Program photo exhibit is on display now through August 31st at the Ben May Main Library, 701 Government, downtown. In celebration of the Apollo 11 moon landing 50 years ago, the exhibit explores the birth of the space program through Apollo 11. Original copies of Life magazine, July 4th through August 8th, 1969, will also be on display detailing the historical event. The space exhibit through the end of August. More at mobilepubliclibrary.org.
At 6:54, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane, and you. Text lines open at 343-0106. And coming up after 8 o'clock, we'll talk to Rob Hulbert, but also talk to you about the Mueller report, yes, or the testimony of the Mueller report, which is now even those that I'd say, listen, if you're an extreme pundit on either side, nothing can happen that you're going to have any subtlety to. But I'd say, like, even David Axelrod yesterday and people like that, mm-hmm. were saying not a good day for Democrats.
No.
So, I mean, I'm not looking at what the conservative pundits say about yesterday, because, of course, they're going to say it was horrible for Democrats, great for Republicans. But when you see somebody who is leans to the left for sure, saying, nah, not a good day for Democrats, then you go, you know what, my assessment, it helps, I guess, helps reinforce your assessment when somebody outside maybe your political view sees the same thing.
Yeah, especially Axelrod coming in with that.
Yeah.
And, I would argue that it was a good day for some Democrats, not all Democrats, but some of the top leadership like Pelosi, I don't think they've wanted
right.
to impeach.
No, she's not. And she basically got to have her cake and eat it too, right? She let this happen, and mm-hmm. now she can say, hey,
I gave you your shot.
Yeah. I think that's right. I think she is, once again, shows herself to be the adult in the room amongst the Democrats.
Yeah.
She is the number one fundraiser for Democrats. That's why she's in that position.
And it shows with how long she's been in leadership positions in the Democrat Party that as much as the Republicans have issues with her, she's there for a reason.
All right. And then back to when to eat and not to eat in the news.
Oh, no.
Okay, so this is like coffee. You know, it's always like you eat one meal, you fast, you eat a ton of small meals, mm-hmm. you snack, you don't snack, right? There's all the diets, all these different plans. Now let's add this into the mix. The folks over at the today.com has put this out. And it's a study from right here in Alabama. New study by UAB, University of Alabama, Birmingham, found that when people only ate between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m., it helped them burn way more fat than people eating three meals a day, even though they ate the same number of calories. So there's a control here on the number of calories. The people who stopped eating at 2 p.m. also found themselves hungry less often than people who were eating all day long.
That's
people who think about it. People who stopped, they said stopped at 2, found themselves hungry less often than people that eat throughout the day. So why does this, and once again, this is based on the same number of calories, so there's a control. They said, why does this happen? The researchers think your body adapts to eating less often and produces less of the hormone, is it ghrelin, G-H-R-E-L-I-N, ghrelin, and that is the hormone that makes you hungry. And more of the hormone peptide YY that makes you feel full. The researchers say they're really optimistic about the success people can have with a plan because they're not feeling as hungry and they're not as likely to break the diet.
Mm.
So not only do you not eat after two, but your body produces a hormone that helps you feel full or, let's just say, less hungry.
And that 18-hour fast, that's pretty big. I know they're trying to take it back to the hunter-gatherer days when you,
that's
you
right.
only eat once every now and then when
that's
you
right.
have food. But 18 hours, that's tough.
Yeah, the nice thing is, back in the hunter-gatherer days, you killed a mastodon, you sat and ate on it till it went bad, but all you had to do then is defend the kill and sleep. Now you have to like go to work and do stuff like that. So no more eating after two. Big lunches from here on. Big lunches.